Hi, I'm Daniel Lucas, and welcome to Geography 101. Geography 101 is all about the places that I visited from Europe, Caribbean, North America, South America, Asia, Russia, and a lot more. And today, I have my special guest. He is my co-host on Abstract Essay, no other than Mr. Vicky.
Hello, everyone. I am the co-host of Abstract Essay, where we talk about art and the mystery of the universe.
Yes.
And this season, we're going to be going bigger, better, and bolder with new additions and different ways of presenting the content to you, the viewers.
Yes. And we are inviting you to our third season coming on the second week of March. Mr. Vicky is a good painter. So we talk about his painting every week and we scrutinize it, we rated it, and we discuss the flaws or the good side of his painting.
Yes, we give a critique of my work and discuss sort of the meaning, if there is any meaning, and sometimes we discuss other things outside of the art, media in general, movies, stuff like that.
Example that we talked about a while ago, painting of Mr. Vicky entitled The Lazy Afternoon.
Yes.
What can you say about your lazy painting, Mr. Vicky?
I would say about my art in general, it's a lot the cartoony sort of anime-inspired aesthetic. And this Lazy Afternoon is a painting I did of one of my original characters called Nova, and they're sort of laying underneath the trees, having the shading of the leaves sort of on their face. It's a very warm and comforting painting that I did to sort of, I did from the inspiration of the weather today because it was nice and sunny and hot and very good day today.
Yes. And if you want to see all the painting of Mr. Vicky, where you can find it, Mr. Vicky?
You can find me on Instagram at fruitskue, fruitskue. And if you use TikTok, I'm also on there. I talk about art, my painting sometimes, and I just post videos on there as well.
Yes, people. And for my paintings, you can buy all my abstract essay through Amazon and leading online bookstores worldwide. Abstract Essay by Daniel Lucas. It talks about the mystery of the universe, like dark matter, dark energy, and a lot more. And please do listen to our third season coming this March. So, Mr. Vicky, what else you can say about Abstract Essay?
I'd say if you like art, you like the universe, and you'll like Abstract Essay. You're already on here. You're a fan of Daniel, and maybe you can see all of his other podcasts as well.
Our podcast is infinite, so please do.
I mean, Daniel has many podcasts. I am only on one. But Abstract Essay is we do it every week around the same days, Tuesday, Wednesday ish. And yeah, we are always on there talking about art, talking about whatever happens that day.
When I did created this podcast, I really looking for a co-host that we have the same similar talents. We considered as an artist. So I invited Mr. Vicky as my guest on my second season. And I realized that I need a co-host as on my abstract essay. So I offered to him as to be my co-host, and he said yes. And I'm so grateful. I invited Mr. Vicky to talk about his paintings and paintings.
Yes, and I've been humbled many times upon abstract essay.
Yes, and sooner or later, we're going to publish his book and all the 100 best painting of Mr. Vicky. And we guarantee you it's nice to look at. And the same on his Instagram paintings, but you can carry everywhere you want. Yes, Mr. Figgy?
Yes, if you like art in general, you'll be very interested to join the podcast and help us get to number one.
Yes, because right now we are number five, Mr. Figgy.
Number five. Top 10.
On the top 5 best abstract podcasts given by Player FM. It is really a hard competition on abstract podcasts because last 2 weeks ago, we are number 2. Now we are number 5. But, well, that's life. But we are trying our best to do our best to be our podcast to be number 1.
If that doesn't work, we change genres.
In podcasting, the art genre, people doesn't listen too much. What people listen podcasts or on podcasts, they are listening through true crimes, through politics, books. That's what people listening. But we are, again, I are very grateful because we are presenting our talents, God is them, to bring out their best of them, just like Mr. Fiki and I.
Yes.
As an example, because this is Geography 101, can you share to us where place that you been that you want to share to my listeners on Geography 101?
I've been to this, near this volcano sort of area in deep inside the mountains of Indonesia. And it was like sort of like an active volcano, but it hadn't been activated for many, many years. But when we went there, you can see and smell all the sulfur. You can see the smoke rising. And it was just a very beautiful sort of volcano. Yeah.
Yes.
It was very nice. Yeah.
So when you are near the volcano, how does it feel?
It feels... Oh, there's lots of snacks. they have lots of people selling food for probably too expensive, but it was a good experience. It was very fun. It was very sort of educational to see the huge mountain of rock sort of.
Is it really, really hot near the volcano?
It was warm, but that's just Asia in general. So, but it wasn't particularly hot, no.
Oh, yes. So we are encouraging you to visit a volcano in Indonesia, people. One of a kind. Indonesia is truly Asia because they have volcanoes, they have rainforests. Mm-hmm. Right, Mr. Fiki?
Yeah, I also have been to the kind of... It's in Bangor, in same place, Indonesia. And it's just like a sort of park area where you can see all the leaves and trees, really big trees. A lot of mosquitoes as well, unfortunately, but it was very picturesque, yes.
Yes. So that is one of the sample of Mr. Fiki places that unforgettable places that been visited. So Mr. Fiki, thank you for your time.
Thank you for having me.